level of the Nebraska Student Union. Meet former Husker Neil Smith while shopping for the latest game day gear. Get your gear before the game or any time by visiting unlbookstore.com. Welcome back. Sports Nightly on the Husker Sports Network. I'm Jeff Culhane, also available online at huskers.com. What's going on? I feel like Vince Lombardi, you know, that clip where he's going crazy on the sideline, not, you know, what the hell's going on out here? I feel like that with realignment and expansion. We're trying to get this figured out, and we're going both ways. We're heading to Oklahoma, also heading to the SEC in this segment. We start out with Jenny Carlson. She joins us from the Daily Oklahoma. And Jenny, great to have you back on. Great article, by the way. Great piece you had earlier today talking with someone within the, you know, a source and an official within Oklahoma about what exactly they were doing. For folks that don't know, can you kind of rehash the conversation you had from earlier today about what Oklahoma had going on the entire time, or at least what they said they had working the entire time?
Yeah, obviously the events of yesterday came as a surprise to everybody. On Monday, you had Oklahoma's Board of Regents giving David Boren, the OU president, the authority to go and do whatever he thought was necessary in terms of conference affiliation. And so all signs were pointing towards, and all his words were pointing towards, Oklahoma, and by extension, Oklahoma State being on their way to the Pac-12, there was a pretty good sense coming from the West Coast that the invitations would be extended if Oklahoma and Oklahoma State wanted to go there, and that they would be extended even if no other schools from the Big 12 wanted to head to the Pac-12. But then on Tuesday evening, late in the evening, you had an announcement from the Pac-12 saying that they weren't going to expand, that they decided against it, which when I first thought, I have to admit, I heard Larry Scott, the Pac-12 commissioner, say previously, in essence, we're not interested in conference realignment or conference expansion today. But tomorrow, who knows? You know, I sort of got the feeling like, you know, right now maybe not, but, you know, if some teams came our way, we wouldn't think, you know, we wouldn't necessarily turn them away. So when I first saw it, I thought, well, this may be that. But in fairly short order, after the Pac-12's announcement, Oklahoma made an announcement of its own, saying that they were not planning to leave the Big 12, that they were going to stay. And then today, a very high-ranking source from Oklahoma talked to me about Oklahoma, you know, obviously did talk to the Pac-12, were in conversation with them, did think about that. But in recent days, you know, became obvious to them that they wanted to try some different things and wanted to try to reform the Big 12, and really started working behind the scenes to talk to other schools to see if potentially there could be some changes made in leadership in the Big 12, in structure in the Big 12, everything from rules and individual networks to, you know, maybe some revenue sharing to those sorts of things, some actual wholesale changes, not just piecemeal and not just inviting someone else into the chaos. And so they've now been working on that, and they actually are saying that they called the Pac-12 yesterday morning, said they weren't going to leave the Big 12, and have since been working furiously to try to continue to build support for their reforms. Tomorrow there's a meeting of the Big 12 Board of Directors, and we'll see. Are these really things that they have gotten a ways down the road? Are some reforms coming? I think that meeting is going to be really telling for just how much was going on behind the scenes.
Jenny Carlson of the Daily Oklahoman with us here on Sports Nightly on the Husker Sports Network. David Boren had talked about how he wanted a change in leadership. You just mentioned that Dan Beebe, the commissioner of the Big 12, needed to be relieved of his duties. How serious is that, do you think? Do you think that's something that could go down tomorrow?
Yeah, I definitely think it could. You know, obviously 32. People there in Nebraska have some very strong feelings about Dan Beebe, the Big 12 commissioner. And I think there was maybe a sense around the Big 12 that, yeah, obviously there's some ill will directed towards the commissioner, but I don't know if people fully appreciated just the level of frustration that has built for Dan Beebe over the last year. You know, obviously losing the two schools last year, everybody sort of, you know, furrows their brow and says, wow, you know, that's really not what you want to see. But then to have a second round of defections, which obviously now looks like it's just going to be one, but that one is a very big one in Texas A&M, to lose three, to lose essentially a quarter of your conference in 15 months, I think people around the conference are starting to get frustrated. And a source told me today that A&M, one of the main reasons that they decided that they were going to go is that they felt like they were talking to a commissioner who really answered to one school, and it was not them or any other school aside from Texas. So, I like Dan Beebe as a person. Always have gotten along with him well, and I think most people around the conference feel that way. But as this source said to me, you know, it seems like somewhere along the way Dan Beebe made the decision that to keep the Big 12 together, and meant making Texas happy at the expense of everybody else. And I think people in Nebraska are probably shaking their heads and clapping their hands and saying, we told you. But I think the level of frustration with Dan Beebe may have reached, an all-time high. And I don't know what the board of directors will do, but I definitely get the sense like the frustration with him, it may not have been this bad even 6 months ago, but now I think it's definitely something that they're going to talk about and probably look at pretty seriously.
Jenny, is there a chance that Big 12 current members sign some sort of an agreement, a five-year agreement or something like that, to provide more stability to keep everyone in the league for at least, for an example, 5 years? Has that been thrown out there at all, and do you expect that to be discussed?
That's actually one of the things that the source I talked to today talked about, is the idea of getting the schools to commit their rights for at least 5 years and probably longer. What that would do would be to tie game revenues to the Big 12. So even if a school wanted to leave, there would be really not a lot of conferences that would be interested in taking a school that all of their game revenues would have to go back to the Big 12 for a very extended period of time. So that's something that isn't part of the Big 12 right now, and has enabled schools to look pretty openly at leaving, and other conferences to be okay with accepting them. You know, if that had been in effect last year when Nebraska decided to leave for the Big Ten, obviously the Big Ten would have had to look really hard at, do we want to have Nebraska playing in our conference for the next 3, 4, 5 years and not get any game revenues from them, see all that game revenue go back to the Big 12. So that, if that's enacted, that could really be something to draw the teams together, to bind them in a way that's never really been there before. That could be a really big step towards creating some stability. Now, it doesn't re-establish trust, which I think has become fractured around the Big 12. That's going to take time. But obviously, if they can commit to each other in a binding way like that, that may start to rebuild some of that trust that may take a little bit longer to rebuild.
Jenny Carlson, The Daily Oklahoman. Jenny, great stuff as always. Thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks so much.